Good morning, Advanced Lifestylers. This is Monty Deans, and I'm from Olympia, Washington, and this is November the 9th, 2007, a Friday, and a wonderful Friday. Glad to be above ground to enjoy it. Who's with us this morning here on this wonderful call?
Dan B's on.
Dan, how you doing?
I'm fantastic.
Good. Glad to hear you this morning. Who else would like to tell us who you are and where you're from? We'd appreciate that.
Good morning. This is Darlene from California.
Darlene, you know, one of the things they taught me when I went to sales school was that when you ask a question, just be quiet, and the deafness will make somebody speak. Thanks, Darlene. I appreciate that. Who else is with us this morning? Okay. Well, first of all, I'll go ahead and start off. I know there's more than just Darlene and Dan on the call, but I'd like to welcome you all again. And the purpose of the Lifestyle Call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted. The people you hear today are part of a study pilot group that are actively applying both the principles found in the China Study Book by Colin Campbell and most China, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Yin. The China Study, where the book begins, was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. There were 880 million participants. Attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You are a guest. We ask only that if you find this call helpful and see benefit in anything you've learned, please pass on the call number and the time to others. We'd like to thank you for allowing us to enter your home, your office, or your car at this particular time. So again, welcome on November the 9th, and how's everybody out there this morning? Everybody doing okay? Anybody out there glad it's Friday? Anybody glad it's not Friday? Does anybody, well, I'll tell you what I think I'm going to do this morning, just to kind of start out. One of the things that we talked about yesterday was, it had to do with talking about high blood pressure. So what I thought I would do, because Dr. McDougall has a new, the way that he kind of explained high blood pressure to in this DVD that he's got out kind of made a lot of sense to me, and I now understand why how blood pressure works the way that it does, and it kind of took me 66 years to figure this out, and he kind of explained it to you. I'm going to go ahead and play a short clip here from Dr. McDougall about the blood pressure. Nancy had said something, I think it was her daughter or something, was maybe having high blood pressure, and I know other people have those particular problems. So what I'm going to do this morning is just go ahead and play this, and we'll see. I hope it comes through okay, but we'll listen to Dr. McDougall here kind of tell us a little bit about high blood pressure and why he feels it's important. I hope you all can hear this, and I'll be back just as soon as this is over with, because I think it's very important, and it's all about hypertension in regards to how it is and what it does. So we'll go ahead.
I get a phone call from you because you've just weighed these people to come to our Sunday Living Program, and you've also taken their blood pressure. And how do you feel when you get a patient that has a high blood pressure? Say, instead of 110 over 70 like it should be, say it's 180 over 110.
Well, I feel less concerned for them because they worry about it. And then, of course, I want you to know about it. But, you know, I usually tell them, don't worry, it's going to come down. But everybody is very concerned about their blood pressure. They always want, you know, they always want their blood pressure to be perfect. And they're always worried when it's not.
They think their arteries are going
to
explode.
Yeah, well, they do.
I hope I can reassure you that it is something that is really not terribly dangerous, as it's high blood pressure. As a matter of fact, you know, when people weightlift, when you lift these heavy barbells, you measure their pressure, it'll go up to 450 over 350 millimeters of mercury, and none of the blood vessels break. Healthy blood vessels don't break. But people have this idea that when the blood pressure goes down, somehow it forces on the vessel walls and will pop them. Healthy walls are very strong. Really what high blood pressure is, and what everybody needs to understand, is high blood pressure is a reflection of the condition of the arteries. So the arteries are diseased when they're all clogged up and they're stiff and they're full of plaque and the blood is all sludge. There's a tremendous amount of resistance to flow. and the body compensates naturally and normally. It does that by raising the blood pressure because it wants to deliver oxygen and other nutrients to the tissue, and that's the only way to do it, is to make that blood pressure go up. So it's supposed to go up. And your response should be to make the blood pressure go down by making the arteries healthier. But that's not how most patients and almost no doctors respond to this problem. What they do instead is they reach into their bag of pills, and they give you pills that artificially lower the blood pressure. They give you pills that weaken your heart, like beta blockers. They give you pills that weaken your arteries, like calcium channel blockers. They get pills that squirt water out of your system, like diuretics. But they don't take care of the underlying problem, which is the arteries. And that's the reason. When you look at the scientific studies, what you find is that by treating patients with high blood pressure with pills, you don't reduce the risk of dying of heart disease. And you only reduce the risk of stroke by a tiny amount. But that's not what the drug companies want you to know. In fact, the drug companies teach you and your doctors that we should lower that blood pressure with pills to normal, 110 over 70, or even lower is better. But the truth is, when they get that aggressive, they end up increasing your risk of dying because you decrease the perfusion pressure to the tissues in the heart with these drugs. So the response, and what we need to tell our patients all the time, that we've got to tell them, look, there's a problem. And it's reflected by the elevated blood pressure, but we want to deal with the problem, and that is the thick tissues and thick arteries. Not with the sign of the problem, the high blood pressure, with drugs. And so that's why we see them good food. And we also see them healthy food.
We do.
And we also see them tasty food.
And they always love it.
No, they really love
it. Well, the problem is, I think that a lot of them have been on drugs, and their blood pressure is low. And
yes.
Then when they go off the drugs, their blood pressure goes up and they get all worried.
Sometimes it's actually kind of stays low, but you're right.
It's temporary.
And of course, we do treat high blood pressure when it needs to be treated by scientifically established parameters. And there are blood pressure levels that need to be treated. Generally, I can tell you when it's 160 over 100 millimeters of mercury for months, then it should be treated with medication, and I use very simple, safe medication, $4 a day pills. So what do you got to make for at this point?
Well, today I'm going to make some pumpkin muffins, because people always wonder how to make muffins without any oil in them.
And be solved.
Was everybody able to hear that okay?
That was awesome.
Okay, well.
So much.
Yeah.
To know how to get that.
Well, if you want to see that particular clip, that was a clip that's on Dr. McDougall's, drmcdougall.com website.
Wow.
And you can go right there, and it says what's new on the front page, and it says McDougall made irresistible. It says a new McDougall. You can clip, and then it says view a short clip from this DVD, and that was the clip you just heard. I didn't continue to play it because it goes into Mary is talking about all these pumpkin muffins and how she makes it in her recipes and do whatever. And one of the things that I thought was kind of interesting in regards to that is she uses brown sugar, molasses, nuts, and whatever. And Dr. McDougall makes a few comments. As she's putting in these particular ingredients into these, he talks about sugar. But what his main thing was, and then the McDougalls, I know they both believe this, and that is that every once in a while it doesn't hurt to treat yourself. And one of the things I like about that theory is that we all get those little cravings and we all get whatever. It's like he says in that clip, and if you want to watch it, you can actually see Mary McDougall make these pumpkin muffins and watch her and, put the stuff in there. And it's really nice. One of the things she talks about in this little clip is that when you're using no oils and no fats or whatever, that one of the main things you should do when you prepare your recipe, and that is to not to mix the dry articles in one bowl, mix the wet articles in another bowl, and then you combine the two after they're mixed for a final combination of it. Because she says if you mix them together, then in one bowl, everything in one bowl, what happens is the product that you're making becomes the end result becomes very hard, firm, and whatever. She says when you mix the two of them separately like that and then add them at the end, then the product comes out real light, and these are pumpkin muffins look absolutely delicious. But that's but you can go there also, and also on that same site it says recipes and support. just go ahead and click on recipes and support, and you can come up and click on every one of the recipes that were in that DVD if you so choose to, and pull up the complete recipe. And there's even one lesson there, says lesson 1 through 14. It's one file. You click on that, and it brings up all the recipes, so you can print them off. Or if you just maybe want one or two, you can just click on the individual lesson and pull it up. But for each particular lesson or item that she cooks, he talks anywhere from type 2 diabetes, like he just did there on blood pressure, statins and cholesterol, arthritis, osteoporosis and osteopenia, I think it is, body odor, angioplastic and heart disease. There's about 14 different category things that he talks about in there. And I've really learned a lot from Dr. McDougall, and so I just thought that because, Nancy, you had talked about your daughter, and that made, when I heard that, I really made me think differently what really high blood pressure is. And the underlying problem is that we got to get those arteries and veins and everything else, we got to get the crud out of them. And when we have that cholesterol and we eat those kind of things, all we're doing is clogging it up. And that's why our blood pressure goes up, is because it's got to pump harder to get that blood flowing through, to get the right oxygen and everything to the heart. So kind of a different way of, I guess, me looking at it. I've always heard blood pressure, but I've never really kind of understood it, and I thank Dr. McDougall for doing that. So if anybody would like to go to that website and listen to that again and watch the pumpkin muffin or make them, it's absolutely wonderful.
Thank you so very much for that information.
Well, it's, you know, I think all kinds of information important, and we get, you know, I've watching Dr. McDougall and listen to him and whatever, is that, you know, we look at recipes and we go, oh man, he's against nuts, or he's against sugar, or he's against everything. Well, and I think one of the things we need to understand, from Dr. Campbell to McDougall to Esselstein to Pritikin to whatever, or to Dr. Day, the lady that does the natural health, living natural health way, is that each one of them in their own particular way think maybe just a little bit different, but I've always believed you just got to take the information you get from people and then utilize something that you can do and continue to do and want to do, but yet the end result for each and every one of them is good health. And if we take that, we can design our own program and do something that we can do and want to do and continue to do, because we're not talking about getting on this for losing 10 pounds or 30 pounds, or we're not talking on this to making our joints feel better or doing whatever. This new way of eating is basically a new way of life. And it's like I've always said, and I'll say it again, is that we always want to live as young as we can live, as long as we can live, and feel young and energetic and have a good mind and a good body and be able to move and do those kind of things and enjoy our families and our children. So, anybody have any questions?
I've got a comment. The last time that I went to the doctor and had my pacemaker checked, he quizzed me on my blood pressure medication, and I said I wasn't taking it. I had gotten off of it. My blood pressure was just fine. And he said, well, you know, that pill that I'm giving you is for other things too. And I said, well, explain it to him. And he said, I'd like to have you get back on this blood pressure pill. And so I agreed that I would try it. So the next morning I took the first pill, and that afternoon I went to give blood, and my blood pressure was so low they wouldn't take my blood. So that was the last pill that I took.
Well, that's like Dr. McDougall just said in the clip we listened to, is that, you know, sometimes doctors can get our blood, excuse me, let me put it to you this way, because I'm not a doctor, the blood pressure can get so low that it can't really cause problems. And when I was even on the original lifestyle program, that just kind of blew my mind, because I was on medication, all kinds of medication, and of course one of them was for hypertension and blood pressure and everything else, and all of a sudden I started to get, really weak, and I felt funny and like I was going to pass out and do whatever. And I try to think, what the heck is going on with me? You know, here's this new way of eating that I'm supposed to be feeling much better and everything else, and along with that, and that I was still taking my medication at that time, and all of a sudden it hit me, you know, wait now, this exactly what Char and Ruth were saying, and doctor, at that time, doctor, I can't think of his name right off the top of my head, his own doctor, Dr. Barry Sears, that we were kind of our mentor and everything else, was telling us that, you know, when you eat good, that good things happen to our body, and we that medicine, food becomes our medicine and our drug, and that's why people that follow this new way of eating and different way of eating can actually change, have be able to come off medications. And so, Dan, I was glad to hear you say that, because that's just exactly the same thing that happened to me. My blood, the new way of eating brought my blood pressure down naturally, and in taking that medication, I was creating a problem, which could have been very serious. What happens if I was driving down the road in the car, you know, and all of a sudden I got weak and whatever? Not only my life, but a lot of others. But thank you, Dan, for making that comment. I appreciate that. You're welcome. Anybody else have any comments you'd like to make this morning?
Interestingly, my daughter has been on BP meds for several years anyway, and he said to her, in fact, she said he weighed her twice, because he said, you're 30 pounds lighter than you were when you were here last in January. She said, yeah. And I said, so how much have you gotten rid of already total? 60 pounds. And he said to her that some people still have a problem with their BP even though they lose a significant amount of weight.
Mm-hmm. And like Dr. McDougall says, there are people out there that do have that problem, and he treats, and he's not afraid to use drugs, but he uses the most simplest drug possible that's been around for years that can create the same situation, rather than giving him all the things that make the bad things that happen when you take medications.
Right.
Certain ones.
Yep. Thank you very much. I appreciate all that information, guys.
Well, thank you, Nancy, for kind of bringing it up. Really appreciate it. But one of the things I really enjoyed about it, and I know each and every one of us are always asking for recipes and doing whatever, and here you can get 14 wonderful recipes, anywhere from veggie benedict to pumpkin muffins to potato chowder and split pea soup to baked piña florentine to McVeg. Oh, I watched the McVeggie burgers. I just love that recipe, from anywhere from Thai green curry, and go right to that website, free of charge. Click on the one where it talks about recipes and pull every one of those recipes off, and have a wonderful week this coming week, and try some of those recipes. So that's what we're here for, is to give out information to where we can actually make it easier or whatever in regards to this program. If you're new out there on the call today, we'd like to welcome you and thank you for coming on the call. This call was designed for the purpose of helping new people on the program that understand it, that have questions, and would just like maybe some more information about this new way of eating and why we're eating this way. But some of the books that we strongly recommend that you get and read for your own particular purposes is The China Study, and a book called The Rave Diet, and a book called The Natural Way by, can't think of her name right now, and I can't grab my hands on that book, whatever. Oh, there it is, right there.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you, Marianne Sheeran. The book is called Perfect Health, The Natural Way. And another book that we highly recommend is The Vegan Cookbook. And those are available from Blue Ribbon Video, Focus on Growth. Focus on Growth has a wonderful package if you get all four of them together. Or you can get them wherever you'd like to. But those are books that we highly recommend, because those are books that literally, literally have changed the lives of a lot of us here on this call to better understand the wonderful new way of eating, and that is by going on a plant-based diet to have the maximum health that we can possibly have. And even though we can always tweak things, that's what we're here for. So if you're new and on the call and have any questions, feel free to speak up. If you're not new on the call and have a comment that you'd like to make at this particular time, or a question, please go ahead and make the comment, if you would, please, or ask the question.
Yeah, Monty, this is Darlene.
Good morning, Darlene. Go.
I had my blood work done.
Yes.
And my blood work increased.
And it increased.
It increased. It was the triglycerides was 224. Well, actually, that came down a little bit, 219. My HDL was 40. This time it was 35. Mm-hmm. And my LDL was 127, and it's 171 now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, well, I was looking at McDougall's site last night, and I guess he says that sometimes, that, you know, like you said, that they have to give medication, but sometimes you have to do that until it starts to come down. So even though I changed my way of eating, you know, I guess that it's going to take, mine may be more stubborn.
Darlene, I have the same problem.
to you.
And my doctor, who was also my daughter's doctor, you know, was trying to figure out why. And the one thing I said to him was the fruit, because I know that that can raise insulin, da-da-da-da-da. And he didn't think that was it and didn't suggest medication. And it was the first time I had seen him since I had switched to this plan. But, you know, I will have another appointment in January and see what happens. And I don't know what the answer is. So when you find out, let me know.
Well, I
was wondering if, in fact, maybe this, I use that soy for a shake one time a day.
Mm-hmm. So do I.
I use, and I was thinking maybe that has. The first time when I had my blood work done, I was eating avocados, and so I dropped those out.
Mm-hmm.
And, but now I don't know exactly what it could be.
One of the things that I've always enjoyed about Dr. McDougall's site, and particularly his site, because I think it's just designed absolutely marvelous, is there is no question that any of us would have that he does not have an answer for. And one of the things that I probably should have let that play, because as he goes on through that little clip that we just listened to, he talks about people that when things go up like you're talking about, Darlene, is that there are certain things within our diet that we as certain individuals do take. And like he says, like for instance, one of them is sugar. He says, if you're wanting to lose weight, he says, one of the things you of course need to avoid is sugar. He says, but now sugar won't make you fat. He says, but it's basically on a continual type basis, it's not good for you. He talks about triglycerides going up. And he says, the main reason triglycerides would go up is due to fruit. So what I'm going to say to you is this. Go, if you have not been to Dr. McDougall's site, go to Dr. McDougall's site. Up in the right-hand corner it says search. And when you click on search, then two things pop up, Google and Yahoo. Type in, for instance, like right now, when you can, just type in HDL. And when you then hit Google search, but Google search will bring you back to everything the McDougall or McDougall people have made a comment into HDL. So that's where I get a lot of my information in regards to, and he explains why possibly HDLs are going up, that maybe you need to tweak still, even though you're on the plant-based diet. There might be certain ways that you can tweak your program, that the way that you're eating, and to help solve this situation, okay?
Uh-huh.
That makes sense?
Right, yes.
But there's a lot of information there on search, and one of the things I'll just type in here, for instance, I know when I typed in triglycerides, I'll just type in HDL real quick, and because I want to see something. Yeah, it says McDougall Newsletter, 2005, The Real Issues, HDL Cholesterol as Measured on Common Laboratory Tests. Importance, your HDL level can lead to two dangerous, HDL cholesterol can lead to two dangerous consequences. But what I want to share with you is that when you get there and it says McDougall Made Easy or McDougall Newsletter or whatever, those are articles that are printed by Dr. McDougall. If it says something like drmcdougall.com, view topic, like here it says high triglycerides and low HDL, that is basically, if you click on that, that is a blog that McDougall bloggers have had particular questions or whatever and had situations, and you can go in there and read those, and you can get the comments from other people. But anything that basically shows a McDougall Made Easy or Dr. McDougall Newsletter or anything that says McDougall is things that Dr. McDougall actually believes, okay?
All righty.
So just to give you a little tip, okay?
Yeah. I have an appointment next Wednesday, I think it is, for the doctor. I'm sure they want to put me on cholesterol medicine again.
Mm-hmm.
But it the last one that they had made for me, it was just made me, I was ready for bed at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all know those crazy drugs have side effects, and because we're all different, we all act differently to them, so just beware, and like Dr. McDougall said, you know, in regards to, he talked about high blood pressure, but I know he says the same thing about cholesterol, is that, you know, if a person needs it, they should get on it, but he definitely believes, and I'm sure in one of these articles here, probably the McDougall 2005 Year in Review, his newsletter, he probably talks about certain drugs or something that he would utilize in regards to that particular situation. So, but anyhow.
All right.
Thank you.
This is Shari. Did you also mention what they said, what was brought up down there at the convention or the advanced weekend about emailing if you have a question.
Go ahead.
Well, his rate of response was really, really high. It surprised the people in the audience when he got back to them very, very fast. But, you know, I would do just what you said, make sure that there isn't already an answer in there that he's given somebody else. And if there isn't and you've got an issue, go ahead and email him. He asked the audience, he says, how many of you have emailed me? And several hands went up, and then he smiled and he said, well, were you surprised at how fast I answered? And there was giggles all over the audience because he said, and I need to take care of emails really prompt because otherwise I would get stacked up. That was his way of saying it, something to that effect. And I thought, I was impressed to hear that, you know, a person that is totally unknown would be getting an answer back very, very quickly to something that, you know, is handled by a doctor. So I was impressed. And I think you were too, weren't you, Monty?
Oh, totally. One of the things I noticed that even during the conference when other people were talking, I was kind of sitting back towards the corner there, towards the main door, and he was sitting back there actually answering emails of people at that particular time when the conference was going on, when he had other people talk, you know, sharing their great, wonderful, marvelous ideas with us. And even in this DVD, there is one section that he's got his, and I notice he's always around a computer. And even in this DVD, it shows him, he's sitting there at his in his kitchen, and all of a sudden he says the newsletter just came in and blah, 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 and he's got his computer right there. So what he's saying is true. All you got to do is ask the question, and I'm sure you'll get an answer. Might be one you not like, but you'll get an answer. He's a very straight and forward individual, and I think that's one of the things I appreciate about Dr. McDougall. And the other thing I appreciate about Dr. McDougall, he is not afraid to put people in front of you, which tells me that he's not afraid for us to look at other things and different ideas of different ways, but just take, I think, what Dr. McDougall says, and I know all of them do feel this way, is you just got to find out what works for you, what you can do and continue to do. And I know I keep repeating that, but that's one of the things I like about this new program, is that we're not constricted in any particular way. We can come up with recipes or whatever we believe and whatever, and beneficial things will happen to our bodies. So just and, Darlene, thank you for bringing those comments up and everything else, because I think those are important. I think people need to know that this isn't the cure-all of everything, but yet at the same time, when we do choose to eat differently and eliminate those bad things in our bodies and the way we were designed to eat, that good things will happen, and there's other ways of handling things. Does anybody else have any other comments or questions or recipes you'd like to talk about this morning? Okay.
I caught two things on TV yesterday. One, and I have no idea what program it was. I was looking for something specific, and I never watched this channel, but they were talking about plant-based diet and how people were just, you know, how can you eat that? And he was quizzing him so deliberately, how can you get enough protein, and how can you get enough of this and that? And he said, and you can eat as much as you want, and you don't gain weight. And they were talking about raw, eating raw.
Mm-hmm.
So that was important, too. There was also a blurb on the news, at least out here, about breast milk curing cancer. And I immediately thought of lactoferrin.
I'll be dogged.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
I know. That good old lactoferrin, old Dr. Nadeau. I'll tell you, I am so thankful that he found Nikin, or Nikin found him, whatever it was, but I'm sure I'm very glad that the combination of those two, a company and an individual, came together for the benefit of health of the world, and we're very, very fortunate to be able to have his products available to us, just absolutely, and lactoferrin. And, you know, one of the things, when osteodents come out, I didn't realize it, but there were, I think he said 13 or 18 different types of lactoferrin. I think that figure's right. If I'm wrong, just don't hold me to that. But that each lactoferrin in its own particular way can be beneficial, you know, in different ways than just the lactoferrin gold. And I believe that in our osteodents, there is a different lactoferrin other than what's in the gold 1.8. But other than that, I'm just so glad. Thank you, Nancy. I really appreciate that.
Oh,
welcome.
Thank you for the for sending out the information that you send out. I appreciate that also. Anybody else have any questions?
Yeah, this is
comments?
Steve Howard.
Good morning, Steve.
Hey, I just wanted to mention, I just wanted to give you an update to Nancy and Monty of the my wife's progress. She is just doing absolutely wonderful. As long as we stay away from animal products, fats, and the dairy, she is just doing great. She has dropped right close to 30 pounds now in the last 8 weeks. And,
wow.
Like it, you know, as long as she has stays away from the, if she has sugar, you know, Halloween night she had, you know, a couple candy bar, you know, small candy bars and
mm-hmm.
and a couple cupcakes and things like that and a hot dog, and, you know, she was sick the next day. And but, you know, as long as she stays away from that kind of stuff, she's doing great. So I just wanted to tell you guys thank you for all you do.
Thanks,
well,
for
Steve.
Update.
Yeah, Steve, one question. How, when we say she's doing well, has she had problems in the past of doing things and sticking, and I mean, I don't really want to use the word sticking to it, but is she really enjoying doing this new way of eating?
Yeah, for the first month or so, it was a little frustrating, but, you know, mm-hmm. as we figured out, you know, how to do certain things, it you know, how to make things taste similar to what we had before, it's been much better. But she was literally sick, you know, all the time. Her stomach was hurting, and she was just really hurting badly. And now, as long as she stays away from the sugar and things, she's just doing absolutely fantastic. So just wanted to tell you thank you for all the information.
Is it nice getting your wife back?
Oh, yeah. It's been wild. it's really awesome.
You know, we sometimes get so involved in health, we don't stop to think about the mental attitudes and of how people feeling much better, and that and I know that affects the people around us. But you tell Carol that we're totally proud of what she has done, and even though she is not on the call, we certainly appreciate her, and we hope that things keep venturing the way that they are. And you're right about the sugar, and Nancy said something, too, about raw. And one of the things I know I've learned from Char and Ruth and Dr. McDougall, that is a simple fact, is that, remember, the more you cook something, particularly vegetables or anything else, the more it turns to sugar. And particularly spaghettis, pastas, those type of things, the more we cook them, the quicker. I know that was one of the things about the Ezekiel, when I use the Ezekiel the spaghetti, is that it talks about don't cook it too long. It doesn't say that. I don't think it says that. But those are little things, the ways we get sugars into our bodies that we don't realize that, you know, it can create the high levels of whatever, or and sugar does have its effect upon the brain because it sometimes puts us in certain moods. But thank you, Steve, for that comment. I really appreciate that. I'm sure everybody on this call does, too.
Monty, one other thing right along that same way, and that was so good to hear, is that at this time of the year, and I don't know if anybody else falls into this, as the weather changes, I go naturally wanting more hot food.
Mm-hmm.
And the last few days, I was just thinking, as something was just said there that just triggered it, I have not eaten the amount of salads that I normally do because I want something hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be easy to, well, I know it would be very easy for me to gravitate towards more cooked foods and probably more of the starches and less of the vegetables. I mean, I just don't, when I don't eat a huge salad, it's like what you've described many times in the past for the beginning of the meal, I'm not getting the same amount of veggies that I would be getting if I just have them cooked. So one thing I know I have to watch is how my diet just naturally changes at this time of the year, my desires for more hot food. So I'll just say it to everybody else. I think it's really, really important to get, like you were talking, the raw stuff in there in the raw form, and also that big salad that we need, whether mm-hmm. it's winter or whether it's summer.
That's why snacks, I really love, and I don't know if it was you, Shar, mentioned it, but that was to taking the raw vegetables and cutting them up and putting them in a bowl of pie mag water in our refrigerator, so that way, you know, when I get like I want something in my body, instead of reaching for an apple or an orange or some sort of fruit, I love to reach for that cauliflower or that broccoli or that stick of celery or whatever that's in that refrigerator. You know, it'll stay there for a good amount of time. I don't keep it there very long because I try to eat. I don't prepare enough. more than what I think I'm going to utilize the next 2 or 3 days. But, you know, that works real well, and that might be another good thing, that if people are having certain situations, they might look at their snacks and what type of snacks are they eating. But if you go, like Nancy talked about, go to those raw veggies, you know, that might be, well, I just feel it's more beneficial, and it's not a cooked product, which means we're going to get better things out of it, and probably the nutritional value is going to be better eating it raw than we would any other way. So.
You're so right.
Yep. Anybody else have any comments this morning? Anybody have anything good you'd like to tell us? Well, I certainly appreciate each and every one of you for being on this call, because it is a support group. Whether you're new to the call or been on the call forever and ever, we really appreciate that you pick up the telephone, dial it every morning, because I really seriously believe that in every call there's a nugget somewhere. All we got to do is try to find it, and if it's a nugget that helps us and our health for our families, that is absolutely totally beneficial, and the call is definitely worth it. In that terms, first of all, let me thank our Active Study Pilot Group and for their time and commitment to this program. And second, thanks to all of our guests for their attendance today. If you have questions or comments, let me direct you to the person that invited you to this call. Have a wonderful weekend coming up. If you want to go in and listen to that clip again and then watch Mary McDougall prepare pumpkin muffins, and I guarantee if you watch her do it, you'll probably have pumpkin muffins this weekend, and your family might totally enjoy it, and so would you. Have a great day. Thank the world of each and every one of you.
Thanks, Monty.
Talk to you later. You betcha. Bye-bye.